Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Treasurer is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Right Risk, and in his new book is called Courage Goes to Work. And Bill is one of the guys who helps companies like yours and mine understand the value, the importance of courage, and he helps us figure out how to get some if we don't have enough of it. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you again.
It's good to have you here. Bill, I was telling the audience before you got here about, we were talking about courage. I was telling them that you were going to talk about that, and I said, if you've never demonstrated courage before you have your own small business, if you survive and thrive, if you actually pull off this thing of being a small business owner for very long, you will demonstrate courage. If you don't, you won't make it. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think that business is a venue that helps you encounter your courage on a daily basis.
Encounter your courage. Tell us what that means.
Well, I look at it like any situation that brings up anxiety or provokes fear or puts nerves in your stomach, any situation where there is fraught with unknowns, and business is like that inherently. So the deal is that you can, when you face those situations, it's going to prompt something in you, and you will confront a question. Do I move forward? Do I sidestep this? What do I do about it? It's like a threshold. Will I, won't I? Can I, can't I? Should I, shouldn't I?
And you will be put in those positions. You know, people who have been in combat tell you that you don't really know what you're made of until you're in that situation. And on a non, I don't mean to compare it exactly, but it's a similar kind of a thing with a non-life-threatening basis. When you're in business, especially if you're a small business owner, I like what you said. You'll be confronted with your courage. Isn't that how you said it?
Yeah, you'll encounter your own
Encounter your courage, because the thing is you'll be put into situations where you will find out what you're made of, won't you?
You will. And the thing is that human and organizational growth don't happen in a zone of comfort. It happens in a zone of discomfort.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
Human and organizational growth and development don't happen in a zone of comfort.
Yeah.
It happens in a zone of discomfort, and that's what business does for us. It confronts us with these discomforting, uncomfortable situations. Hence, once you leave your comfort zone and you're walking down that road into discomfort, that's when you are going to encounter your courage if you choose to do so.
And oftentimes, there's a failure somewhere in the middle of that, isn't there?
It's essential.
Some kind of a mistake, some kind of a failure, some kind of a mess up that you either fold or you grow from.
Yeah. Somebody once said that good judgment is the result of experience, and experience is the result of bad judgment.
Right. I like that.
You know, we make some mistakes, we scrape our knees, but we touch the stove and we learn not to do it again by making those mistakes. And if you're such a perfectionist that you can't make a mistake, you're not going to grow.
So talk to us about how we convey that kind of an attitude, that kind of experience, expectation with our people.
Well, and this to me is key, because it brings up the whole idea of leadership. You know, there's sort of two different leadership dispositions. I call them fillers and spillers. And you'll come into
fillers and spillers.
Exactly.
All right.
You'll come into contact with some people who end up injecting you with so much fear and anxiety that you ultimately choke. You become less prepared, less confident, and ultimately they siphon courage from you. You become discouraged when you're facing a challenging situation.
Yeah, I call those people spirit vampires.
And they are. They suck it right
out of you. I run away from those people as far as I can go.
The other side of it is there are people you will encounter along the way who, when you're facing a challenging situation, they end up, your experience of them, you become more confident, more willing to face the challenge. They literally put courage inside of you, which is the translation of this word, encouragement. They leave you better prepared. And that I call a filler. So it's essential as a leader to make a choice. What kind of leader do you want to be, a filler or a spiller?
I like that. Those are awfully handy terms. And we all know spillers. We all know those people. They don't bring out the best in us or the best in the organization. They actually most of the time are part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Yeah. Do you want people who work for you to be squirrely on the inside, to be like nervous little squirrels, dropping every walnut that's in their hand because you've injected them with so much anxiety? Now, it's important in business that we mitigate risk, but we don't want to be so hyper-focused and obsessive about mitigating risk that we never encourage people to extend themselves again outside of their comfort zone so that they grow.
Well, and then we come back, as happens all the time, to my concept that I talk about on the show a lot, Bill, of redemption. Because if you give people the ability and the opportunity, and you set them on a course where they can either succeed or fail, if that's what you help them do and they fail, you have to be able to redeem them. You have to be able to say, not you're fired or what the heck's wrong with you. You have to be able to say, what did we learn?
Oh, it's so key, and unfortunately, you and I know that it's a little too rare that happens with leadership.
Well, isn't that a quick way to find out if someone's a spiller or a filler?
Oh yeah.
If you're working around somebody, and you get condemned for making a mistake when you were just trying your best, that's a spiller, right?
Oh, that's absolutely a spiller.
And if somebody says, "What do we learn?" There's this part that you should have known about. What did we learn about that? That's a filler. That's a leader and an encourager.
An example of that is one of my clients is Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx.
Sarah's a friend of ours. She's been on the show before.
And she's terrific.
Yep.
And she tells the story in my book, actually, in the foreword of the book. She tells the story of when she was a kid, her dad used to sit her and her brother down at the dinner table at the end of the week and say, "Okay, kids, what did you fail at this week?" And it taught her the value of making smart mistakes so that now when she sees that happen in her own workforce, she tells it directly in the foreword of my book. She says, I don't condemn people when they make a mistake. I give them a big high five if it moves the business forward.
Exactly, because we learned something. Quick break, Bill. We're going to take a quick one, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages. Bill Treasurer is our guest. The book he's talking about is Courage Goes to Work. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blessingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll take advantage of all the things that we have there for you and your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blessingame. Bill Treasurer is our guest. Treasurer, just like it sounds. That's how you spell it. If you're Googling him, he's the author of Courage Goes to Work. Bill, tell us how we can find you online, too, please.
At the traditional online booksellers, you can find us. And my business website is www.giantleapconsulting.com.
All right, so check that out. And, Bill, we're talking about encouraging our employees, encouraging the people who work with us, and how to become a filler, which is someone who demonstrates and encourages people to be courageous, and spillers, who are what I always call the spirit vampires. They suck the life, the spirit, the encouragement right out of people.
Oh yeah. And I've worked with both. In fact, I've worked with both and reported.
Haven't we all?
Both at the same time.
Yeah.
I one time had a spiller boss that I worked for who would look at a situation and would hyper-catastrophize the situation.
Say that. I like that. Hyper-catastrophize. I did it.
this person would look at a situation and go, "Oh, my, that is a huge problem.
How will we ever solve this?"
You know, and then put that anxiety in me. And I would have, at the same time, I reported to a different boss who was a filler boss, literally at the same time. I direct lined to one person and dotted line to the other. And the other boss would look at the same situation, sort of tilt his head a little bit and say, we got a lot of opportunity there.
We can fix this.
You know?
Well, you know, isn't it amazing? And I know people are going to be going to connect with this now when I say this. Haven't you been just amazed at how spillers even have a job?
And yet
some of them even seem to thrive in organizations.
It's true. It's true. I think, Jim, that in some instances what you're looking at is social dominance. You're looking at a person who was successful in the playground because they were slightly more bullish than somebody else.
Yep.
And
yep.
Through intimidation, and nobody wants to confront that intimidation, that person starts to, you know, move higher up the hierarchy.
It's true. That's how it is. It does work that way, doesn't it?
It seems to. These are the kind of people who kiss up but kick down.
Well, I'd like to encourage people out there who have managers who they may say, well, I don't know anybody like that. I wouldn't let anybody like that work for me. Mm. Well, you know what? You might have a manager like that.
You might.
And it might be time to open your eyes and look around and see if that's the case. And if that person, without you realizing it, is doing damage.
Oh, yeah. They leave collateral damage everywhere. They have skeletons in the backyard because of this sort of oppressive, tyrannical behavior that when nobody's looking and they're looking directly at one employee, they're putting the fear of God in that person.
One way to find out, the way I've seen it, Bill, is to find out if you have a situation like that, is if you start losing good people.
It's a good indicator, right? Mm-hmm. And we know how costly that is, replacing the person leaves and they bring a brain, they take the part of the brains of the institution with them.
Right.
And so it's really damaging. So we have a choice. Are we going to be a filler or a spiller? You know, you may put fear in person and get decent short-term results, but in the long run, it takes a consequence. It takes a toll on the organization to have that kind of leadership.
Well, you know, you can either encourage people, as you have said, to be, you know, all that they can be, so to speak, to take a line from I guess the Army commercial,
yep.
or you can go the other route and try to motivate people by intimidation, as you say.
Right.
And either way, you may get the same results today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how you build a strong organization.
No, in the long run, you know, because for what it does, for one thing, is it shuts down the leader from getting critical information that they may need to hear because people are too afraid to start going to the leader with reality.
Mm-hmm.
They start couching things. They start hiding behavior. They become distracted. In fact, there's some interesting research out of Florida State University that looks at fear in the workplace, and it shows that fearful employees have higher instances of depression. They don't sleep as well, and therefore they don't produce as much. They're unproductive.
And we've just come through a couple of year period, year and a half at least, where I've seen a lot of fear in the marketplace.
More than
because of circumstances, not because of the people.
Right.
And isn't this? Is there ever been a time in your life when the courageous, the encouragers, need to come to the front and take charge?
This has been the most anxiety provoking environment that we've had in our lifetimes as business owners. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's incumbent upon us because just when we need people to be innovative, to be creative, to put more of their effort and engagement into the business, most people are hunkering down trying to play it safe when we need them to not play it safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and fear is the archenemy of creativity.
It is. And at the same time, it can be, if we allow it to be, the instigator of our courage, that encountering again of our courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because John McCain, in his book, Why Courage Matters, he talks about courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the full presence of fear, but acting despite the fact that you're afraid. You have a great definition of courage. What is it?
Courage is, you caught me off guard. I was, courage is... Well, I've forgotten what I said about that.
You've said it a couple of times, and I can't remember, but it's
been a while.
Definition.
Hey, Bill, give us the website again, please.
www.giantleapconsulting.com.
And the book is called Courage Goes to Work by Bill Treasurer. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim,
we'll see you next time.
To talk to you.
Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.